so don't try.
You're listening to Black Stripes and White Keys. This is Kayla. Trisha is, you know, on the plane coming back from spring break. I got here this weekend. So my friend Danny is here again.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be back.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was a song by The Kooks, which I saw a couple weeks ago. They were at the Orpheum Theater. If you haven't been there, it's an awesome venue. It's an old style and really beautiful. So that's the next one that's on there.
The next one that's on there is OU by Peace.
Okay, OU by Peace.
Maybe it's me that's changed.
All right, everyone, that was Carry the Zero by Built to Spill, which is, they're actually a pretty good band that I just started listening to. I remember the producer of mine told me about them, and you were talking about them too.
Yeah, they're an awesome band. They've been around for a while. Say, Kayla, do you know what time it is right now?
It is 4:20.
That's right. Now, while we're on this subject, I'm going to give you some more numbers to think about. The number of Americans that die each day.
Oh, this is our PSA, by the way. This is a PSA.
PSA, here we go. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history.
Oh.
All of recorded history. Get ready. Zero. So, happy 4:20, everybody.
There you go. That's what I, you know, we're in Massachusetts when our PSAs involve marijuana. You know. All right, so we're going to play some more music for you. And this one is called Super Soaker by Kings of Leon.
Thank you.
talking rhyme with my chaotic soul. As sure as life means nothing, yeah.
Leo woke up in his bed again. Toward his car. Yeah.
Hey everyone, we're back, and I don't have a conspiracy crackdown for today, but I have an interesting story. So this was spring break, and Friday I was coming back on a plane. I was visiting grandparents, and I was at the West Palm Beach Airport. And I got out of security and sat in the gate at a perfect time, right before I would have to start boarding. It was great. But then they announced my flight's delayed because the president was landing in Air Force One and no one could take off or even come in. So I feel bad for the people that were in the sky.
That's unbelievable. Surprise, surprise. Our president went to Mar-a-Lago again. And you know, I actually read about this on Reddit like an hour ago, that he was playing golf with Kid Rock.
Of all people.
Of all people, Kid Rock, yeah.
So my flight and all the flights in this airport got delayed because the president had to play golf with Kid Rock.
That's got to be about the only thing Kid Rock has done lately, right?
He's kind of not in, you know, doing anything.
No, absolutely not. Not since, Ba with the ba, da bang, da bang, diggy, diggy, however that song goes. That's got to be one of the last things Kid Rock did. Who cares about Kid Rock anymore? How did he and the president get in touch? I'm curious about that.
I don't know.
Who reached out to who?
I don't know.
Did the president reach out to Kid Rock?
Maybe he's a fan, you know? He's playing that song, Picture. That's the only song I really know by him.
Well, I'll tell you something. Sheryl Crow is upset with Kid Rock for posting about this on Twitter and talking about keeping America great and, you know, posing with the president. So there's some drama there. So I don't know. She might have to throw that picture in the trash or something. Just saying.
That was a good pun. Okay. Well, that's funny because, you know, I just thought it was one of his regular trips because he goes there every weekend pretty much, but... Yeah, also, my mom apparently saw Air Force One parked in the area where they have private jets and stuff when she was taking off to leave yesterday.
No kidding.
So, there you go. He's there. He's at his resort.
Yeah, I think he's out to inconvenience you and your family.
Definitely.
Specifically.
Yeah.
He just wants to ground you guys' flights just for fun.
Exactly. It's his motive. It's on the plan.
God, Kid Rock. I can't get over that.
It's just such a random person.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know. Like, oh, President Trump was playing golf with Pauly Shore. It's like, what? Like, okay. Someone who hasn't been relevant in at least 10 to 15 years.
I mean, like, I know who he is.
I mean, unfortunately, some of us knew what Kid Rock are. But let me put this in perspective.
You're very critical of Kid Rock.
He's
honestly
Kid Rock.
My opinion of him went down after reading that tweet that he just said about being with the president, keep America great again. You know, that just like took him down whatever notches he already was at.
I'm going to give a hot take here. The last time Kid Rock was relevant was when Creed, the band, was relevant. That gives you any perspective, Creed has not been doing their thing for quite some time.
I mean, I know them too, but...
We're talking like at least 15 years here.
So we're talking like early 2000s, 90s. The Picture was in the 90s, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So how did this happen? I'm very curious.
I don't know, maybe Kid Rock's enjoying his like not in the spotlight life, I don't know.
Do you think him and the president like text regularly?
No, I think it's like, oh, I'm with the president. I saw him. What if Kid Rock is just a member of his golf and like resort, whatever.
And he just happened to see the president?
The country club. And then, yeah, and he just happened to see the president.
And the president was like, he tried to get close to him and the Secret Service was like, back off, bud. And Trump was like, wait a second, that's Kid Rock. I'm a big fan. Play golf with me, sir. And they just had a great old time at a party.
Throwing out that impression there.
Oh, thank you. I've been practicing it.
I feel like I want to know what who does the best Trump impression. Do you think it's Alec Baldwin?
Well, Alec Baldwin certainly looks like him in the makeup, talks like him. I would say it may not be the best like all around impersonation in terms of like you know, sounding exactly like him, but when you like mainstream impersonations, he looks like him, he sounds enough like him, he does his mannerisms well. I would say you could argue that he's the best, yeah. I'm sure that Daryl Hammond does a pretty good one, you know, SNL alum.
I don't know. You know what? I think I do a good one. How about that?
Yeah, you do.
What do you guys think? You think I do a good one?
You do a great one.
Thank you. No, I'm not better than Alec Baldwin.
Okay, you know. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. And I'm going to play a random song. Fun fact, when I was growing up, Green Day was like my favorite band ever. So this is one of my favorite, if not my favorite song by them. And it's called Scattered. It's off the Nimrod album, which is the one with Good Riddance, you know, the one everyone knows.
Of course.
So here you go.
I move into the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist, squished your rotten.
like a hand that rusted chain. So do you laugh or does it cry?